Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Dr. Mark Mancinelli, emergency care physician for the UPMC Wound Healing Services at UPMC Hammond. Dr. Mancinelli, thanks for joining us today. Can you share your background and the road that led you to the UPMC Wound Healing Services at UPMC Hammett?
Well, I originally started out in emergency medicine here in Erie. Through emergency medicine, there's few specialties that you could choose after you complete your residency, and undersea and hyperbaric medicine was one of them. Through hyperbaric medicine, that led me into wound care, since we're treating most of those patients, or most of the patients in hyperbarics are wound care patients. And eventually worked at another local hospital here in Erie, became medical director, and then I transferred over to UPMC Hammett, where I currently sit as medical director here.
Doctor, before we get into the specifics of the UPMC Wound Healing Center, can you share your thoughts on the safety of patients returning to their healthcare providers now that the county is in the green phase?
At this point in time, specifically for wound care, it is safe to return to your healthcare providers. It's safe to return to the wound center. It's safe for hyperbarics. Yeah, at this point in time, if you have an ailment that needs to be treated, we are welcoming you with open arms.
UPMC Hammett has gone to great lengths to make sure that it is time to get back to a normal standard of care, right?
Yeah, we welcome our patients back. And since we did have COVID-19, we did realize that there's a lot of patients that did sit home, you know, for fear of COVID. However, they need to be seen, and we want to treat these patients.
Doctor, what is the mission of the UPMC Wound Healing Services at UPMC Hammett?
Yeah, our mission here at the Wound Care Center is to treat all various kinds of wounds. We strive to treat these wounds with up-to-date standards of care and technology. Basically, our goal is to have a quick healing rate and return our patients to their pre-wound state.
What is a chronic wound?
First, I'd like to say that all wounds will start as an acute wound. From the day that you notice the wound or the day that it started, it's acute. However, when it fails to heal by about 50% within 4 weeks, and it's not healed by 8 weeks, it's safe to assume that this is a chronic wound. Most wounds should heal within the first 4 weeks, and that's regardless of age. If the wound lingers, if it's not done completely by 8 weeks, these are all chronic wounds.
Can you describe a type of wound in which someone has not sought treatment but is still bothering them? Should they get treatment?
Basically, if you have a wound that is still there by 8 weeks, this is regardless of what caused it, and we can go into the different various causes of wounds, but if a wound is still there, if it's still lingering, this is someone that should come in to be evaluated. And there are many causes of wounds that are very hard to heal, and they will not heal on their own without advanced modalities. And there's a myriad of them, such as autoimmune, infectious, traumatic wounds. But it's safe to say that within the four, if they're not seeing a dramatic reduction within 4 weeks, definitely by the 2 month mark, that's a patient that would want to go to their physician or even be a self-referral over here to the wound center to be evaluated.
What other types of wounds are there besides chronic that you treat?
Probably the more common wounds that we will see in a wound center, or the most common wounds out in the population, are going to be diabetic wounds. So people with diabetes, for various reasons, they are more susceptible to non-healing wounds. We also have venous wounds or arterial wounds, and that's going to be blood flow issues that would cause these. We have pressure wounds from patients that are immobile for any period of time. Skin breaks down. Those are ones that we see. Traumatic wounds, a lot of people are familiar with. If you cut yourself shaving, if you are in an accident, if you're in a fall, these are all traumatic wounds. Burns, specifically at this point in time of year, we're seeing a lot of burn patients, secondary to outdoor fires, secondary to even the sun itself, and lack of protection. Infectious wounds caused by bites, by bacteria, and as I said before, even the autoimmune, which is probably a lot less common than the former wounds that we just mentioned.
Is the summertime a peak time for wounds?
Yeah, and for various reasons. Summertime, people are more active, so therefore our diabetic population, secondary to neuropathy, we're seeing wounds secondary to increased motion and activity. We mentioned burns. At this time of year, fireworks are being used more, outdoor fires are being started, and just activity outside with lack of protection, we're seeing an increase in burns as well. But, you know, out of all the eight or nine that we mentioned before, we are seeing an increase in pretty much all of them, and then I think that's because people are finding out that it's now safe to come out to seek help with their various ailments.
Doctor, is there anything additional on the types of wounds that you treat?
It's very simple here at our wound center, and I take great pride in saying this, that we will treat any kind of wound, whether it be acute or chronic. So the more acute would be accidents, falls, abrasions, lacerations, even post-operative wounds. You know, these, you don't have to have that 4-week or 8-week criteria to be seen. We want to see these patients right away, and will help augment that healing process, even for the ones that might not make that 4 or 8 week criteria.
With July 4th around the corner, I would imagine that you aren't a big fan of fireworks.
We see it every year with amateur use of fireworks and lack of safety precautions. So I definitely am a big proponent of saying leave it to the professionals. If because of the era that we're in, there is a lack of professional fireworks, I would just hold off till next year or when we are able to get those services in the community, because it's very dangerous. And like I said, we see them every year at this time, mostly from the amateur use of fireworks.
Can you describe the age demographic of the patients that you typically care for?
Yes, since a lot of the practitioners here are very comfortable taking care of patients of all ages, and especially because of my background in emergency medicine, where we don't have a specific age group that we see or do not see, I'm very happy. At this particular center, we do see patients literally several weeks of age to over 100 years old, and we see pretty much any generation, any age group, and at any length of time of having the wound on their person.
I would imagine the wounds from falling lands in more of the senior demographic and fireworks land more in the younger demographic, right?
That's absolutely correct. Most of the burns that we see are of the younger age population. The majority of our patients are over 50, and that's just because of as we age, we do have lack of certain protective sensations. We do have differences in skin integrity and mobility, and that leads to, you know, a certain classification of wounds that we're going to see in that age population. But, you know, any age at this wound center will be seen, absolutely.
Doctor, what other services do you provide at UPMC Wound Healing Services?
Yes, well, we do have advanced modalities such as hyperbaric oxygen therapy. We do have vascular testing at this facility. On most of our new patients, we do full physical examinations. We have lymphedema treatment and referrals. We have a direct line to referral for physical therapy. We have nutritional education, compression services here, and obviously a pretty advanced knowledge of topical wound care products.
What treatment modalities do you use?
Each of the eight or nine various wounds that we discussed earlier, you treat each wound differently, or it has a a certain method that we use to heal them within a certain period of time, such as compression. Now, we have, for these vascular, or for, I should say, venous ulcerations, which are caused from a decrease in blood flow back to the heart, mostly in the lower extremities, we have to compress these legs. So we use various wraps that could stay on for up to a week at a time to help increase that blood flow back out of the lower extremities. We use modalities such as offloading. And when I say offloading, that's basically just taking the pressure off of the wound area. And therefore, you would have to use casts to the lower extremity or various support surfaces to your back, to your shoulder blades, to the elbows. Modalities such as surgical debridements, where we take a blade and we literally surgically remove the base of the ulceration, is used extensively here at our wound center. The modalities such as nutritional support, we give our patients an extensive list of dietary requirements that they need, such as protein. We also talked about hyperbarics earlier, and we have those advanced therapeutic options as well.
Who or what other specialties do you work with?
So at pretty much most of the wound centers in UPMC, we're very proud of working within a multidisciplinary mentality. So we have wound care specialists at our center here. We work very well with interventional cardiologists that would help us with certain of the venous or arterial wounds. We have vascular surgery presence. We work very closely with plastic surgery, podiatry, the patient's primary care physician, infectious disease, and the emergency department here at Hammett Hospital.
Doctor, what makes UPMC Wound Healing Services at UPMC Hammett special?
I think UPMC Wound Healing Service line in general takes great pride in our multidisciplinary practice. So the different specialties that we work with, I myself am a wound care specialist. We have interventional cardiologists on board. We work very closely with vascular surgery. We have plastic surgeons here at the wound center. We have podiatry presence here at the wound center. We work very close with the patient's primary care physician, very quick referrals to infectious disease and even the emergency department. I think what's special about us here is that we have a full-time physician that sees and manages our patient week to week. So you see the same physicians each week, which, number one, helps build the rapport with the patient, and number two, helps keep the wound care organized and streamlined, which I think the patients definitely appreciate.
I would imagine that this has allowed the Wound Healing Center to provide a higher level of care.
Yes, it is accurate. I think that with having the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center as a system help heal the patient, it's a lot easier than just one physician trying to treat one specific wound. We have access to many advanced technological breakthroughs, such as grafting, skin substitutes, aforesaid hyperbaric therapy, casting, biopsying, surgical care, injections, wound vacs, and even physical therapy. And I think in this day and age, you do need all these advances to quickly heal the wound and do it in a reasonable amount of time.
What certifications and added knowledge do your providers hold?
Yes. Now, each wound center would be a little bit different. I'm very proud at this wound center that all of our nurses are wound care certified. So not only did they become RNs, but then they had to take an extra examination, extra timing, and extra specific care related just to wound center. From the day that the patient comes, from the first patient the first person they meet here at the wound center, they already know that they're getting a very highly skilled practitioner to help in their wound care. I myself am boarded in hyperbaric medicine, which I think is a very unique and early specialty where there's not a lot of other centers that have that certification at their wound center. Our physician assistants here are all certified wound care specialists. And like I said, we also have those other specialties that are all boarded in their own primary medical specialties, such as podiatry or vascular surgery or interventional cardiology.
What protective measures can you suggest to patients?
We do. We do suggest protective measures, and that's not only to heal the wounds that they have, but also to mitigate any future wounds from forming. We routinely tell our patients to check their skin daily, no matter what the underlying diagnosis is. Early detection is key. If you're not physically looking for the wound, you're going to miss it. Good diabetic control. We tout this every single day, that this is one of the biggest protective functions that you could have as a diabetic. Proper footwear, very big proponent for properly sized footwear. Some patients, because of lack of sensation, like tighter shoes, and the tighter shoes predispose the patient for foot ulcerations. Proper offloading is a huge protective measure. Some of our patients are incapacitated, and I give them the analogy of a barbecue. When you're at a barbecue and you're making hamburgers, I routinely ask my patients, do you put the burger on the grill and walk away? And the answer is no, because you don't want it to burn. It's the same mentality for offloading a pressure ulceration. You have to constantly rotate your body so that breakdown of the skin does not occur. Especially this time of year, protective measures for sun exposure is going to be sunscreen. And liberal application of an SPF 30 or higher is what we recommend. Last but not least, hydration, not only of your body, but of the skin as well, and we use various hydrating lotions for the not only the lower extremity, but the complete body altogether.
Can you share the differential advantages or advanced technology that sets UPMC Wound Healing Services apart from others?
Yes, our advanced technologies, you know, as mentioned before, hyperbarics, number one. Number two, we use skin substitutes where, you know, skin has actually been grown in certain levels or in certain layers in the lab, and we use it. These are living cell products. Casting, we have specific cast that we use here to offload lower extremity wounds. We use advanced modalities such as biopsies, injections of certain medications in the wound. We have negative pressure wound therapy, which we call wound vac, that we help with wound healing, and even specific wound-directed physical therapy.
Doctor, can you describe the process and successes that you've had with that treatment?
Yes. The hyperbaric chambers are designed to increase the pressure of oxygen in the blood of the patient. It's a very painless procedure. We place the patients in these big acrylic chambers that are open, that visually open, so they can see through them. The patient is very relaxed, is able to watch TV during the treatment. But while the patient is sitting there, all they have to do is just go on with their normal breathing. Now, we're able to increase the oxygen tension inside the body that would allow the oxygen to get to the starved tissue. And this helps on different levels and different mechanisms to heal the wounds faster than you would otherwise. It's a very slow process, a painless process. However, we do this to, it could take 1 to 20 to 30 treatments. The patients that we put in there, for the most part, have some kind of non-healing wound that meets criteria. But we also treat wounds that you can't see, such as radiation injury. Now, you ask for an example. We've had some patients that are stricken with radiation cystitis, which is basically bleeding every time they urinate from their bladder. And you could imagine how inconvenient and troublesome that could be for a patient to constantly bleed in that fashion. And there's very limited treatment available to these patients besides surgical options. And there's been plenty of patients that we've had here that this was the last-ditch treatment to help them. And within 30 treatments, the patients were able to get on with their normal life and have a better quality of life because the symptoms were curtailed, if not cured altogether.
Can you further describe the patient-centered approach that sets your care apart?
Yes. Our approach here is, number one, individualized care. Number two, the multidisciplinary practice that we have, and good communication back with the primary care physicians. Those three together, I believe, helps us to have one of the highest healing rates in the system.
Doctor, last question, and thanks again for being with us. How do patients get into the wound center? And if someone was interested in learning more about the UPMC Wound Healing Services, where could they go for additional information?
Yeah, so first, if to come into the wound center, you can go through your primary care. You can go through any other medical specialty that believes that you have a wound that is just not healing appropriately. However, we make it very easy. We do take self-referrals. So if you yourself have something that you just are questioning or want some kind of higher level of directed care, you can just call our wound center, 814-877-3018. Or you could even go online to UPMC's website and just look up UPMC Wound Healing Services, scroll down, look for Hammett, and that'll give you direct links how to get over to the wound center, or it'll give you the phone number, as I just mentioned.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Dr. Ford, Chancellor at Penn State Barron, is in the Business Spotlight.